This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Today in the Marketplace Farm Report, this item: for the first time in 20 years, the number of GMO acres, that is, acreage planted with genetically modified seeds, has declined. A report from, and bear with me here because it's a mouthful, a report from the International Service for the Acquisition of Agribiotech Applications says the drop is due mainly to low commodities prices. Marketplace's Andy Euler picks it up from there.
The GMO debate is alive and well in the U.S. You've probably heard both sides. But for the people planting the crops, the decision isn't really about science, safety, or politics.
The farmers view it from an economic standpoint.
Jim Dunn is a professor of agricultural economics at Penn State University.
But essentially, most of these products are used for animal feed, or, for example, cotton is a GMO product. The arguments for them on an economic basis for the farmer are very compelling.
In the United States and other countries that produce the bulk of the corn, soybean, cotton, and canola in the world, 90% of those crops are already genetically modified, so the market could be saturated. Low commodities prices led farmers to plant less last year, both engineered and non-engineered. But GMO seeds are expensive. Mac Earhart is president of Albert Lee Seed House.
Corn and soybean prices, as low as they are, they're looking at ways to save as much money as possible. And conventional corn and soybean seed is simply a lot cheaper than corn and soybean seed that contains GMO traits.
You see, farmers think about buying seeds like we think about buying a car. You can buy the base model, or you can buy the one with the leather seats. Chris Hurt teaches agricultural economics at Purdue University.
When corn, as an example, was $7 a bushel, those traits may pay off. Now corn's closer to $3.50 a bushel, and those traits may not pay off.
Genetically modified crops also haven't taken hold around the world. If countries in Asia and Africa started planting GMO crops, those acreage numbers would certainly rise. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.